This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's so April 19th. Oh, yeah, it's great. 8:39 in the morning. Woo! Monday!
Didn't you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a great
What'd
weekend.
You do? Tell us something good you did.
You don't want to hear it. All I did was garden and stuff.
Well, that's... Of course we want to hear that.
Played cornhole. John smoked us all.
Oh, John's really good, huh?
John's really good at cornhole. He's actually thinking about joining a cornhole league, which I am all for, because softball, he always gets hurt. What could possibly go wrong in cornhole? She said before something went horribly wrong. All right, so it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Yeah. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm going to guess you didn't have this news. I've been waiting all morning for you to say it, and since you haven't and you're out of trash breaks, I guess I'll share it with you, and then you can look it up and give us more details. Do you know Downton Abbey is starting filming their second
movie? I do know this. I'm going to do it first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
By the time Nicole gave it to me, I usually do music news in the 8 o'clock, so I put it's the first thing for tomorrow morning.
Okay, good.
More details on the way. I'm super excited. I loved the movie. I thought they did a great job with it. I absolutely love that show.
Well, we met Lord Murgatroyd, or whatever her name was, and she was a very nice lady.
Mrs. Pattinson.
That lady.
Yeah.
She was wonderful.
Is that her name?
I don't
Mrs.
know.
Mrs. Patmore.
It's your Patmore. Show. But she came
whatever,
on, and
whatever
I thought
the,
she was nice
name
enough.
Was. She was so nice. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, so nice. We were mm-hmm. supposed to have Edith on, but in the end, we got Mrs. Patmore.
And I believe she said something like, they really hope it's well-received because they want to make more, and clearly it was.
I personally couldn't be more excited. I saw that from Nicole and went, oh, go, 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 go. There. It looks like my people are getting the old band back together.
I never watched that series.
Oh, you'd love it. Oh, you'd love it.
Oh, my God. You watched it, Bryn?
No, I just know that you would based on what you like and
I know
what you keep talking about.
Did you like The Crown, right?
Yeah.
The Crown times a million.
If you can
get past the first scene.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just pooped myself.
Oh, my God. If you can get past the first scene. It's one of those long, no-cut scenes where they're just wandering through the house.
Oh,
if you
amazing.
Can get past that first scene and go, I'm not into it, then
so
you
I did start,
it.
Like, 2 years ago, I started the first episode,
of
and I couldn't,
you did.
Couldn't get into it. And then
you got to go
it
back.
Burned,
it's so
Sarah.
Good. I know.
My sister.
And we
actually,
had Lord Burgatron on. So,
yeah, Lord Burgatron, also known as the Lady Patmore, I guess.
Whatever.
I
well, my just
brother,
saying.
My brother-in-law and sister, I saw them over the weekend, and they were talking about it. They watched the entire series. And the movie
so
within the past week.
God damn, it's good. There's even a Christmas special that you can watch after the fact. Oh my God, so good. Yeah, if you're looking for something to binge, Downton Abbey, that's the one. It's basically a soap opera, but it's like upstairs, downstairs thing because there's like the family and then there's all the servants, so it's all about their stories. And it's just like a glimpse into how freaking weird things were back then. It's a period piece, you know? It's like right around, like World War One happens during it. It starts with the sinking of the Titanic.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't the Titanic
it's the very
play
first
something?
Thing. Oh, yep.
Okay. That's all I remember.
The end. Sorry.
I'm happy for you, and I look forward to
He said the magic word. He said my trip word.
Right.
And that's a trigger word.
So
trigger.
I look forward to hearing more about it tomorrow. I'll move on. Earlier, I made a mistake as I did my segment known as The Week Ahead. I mentioned only that Earth Day is happening on Thursday. Where's my head? What is wrong with me? Of course, tomorrow is 420.
What?
Which means Apple's going to have an event. And you've been saving. I know all your hard-earned money you've been saving. And you're ready to buy more Apple stuff. They're doing a big event tomorrow. And then, of course, I know it's the doobie weed day. And that's what everybody's really looking forward to.
Smoke
420 is the day to spark up.
You're not allowed on Hippie Hill, though.
Right. They're closing Hippie Hill, but you certainly can enjoy how's that song go? And then I got high. Oh boy,
I was gonna go to my job.
I thought for sure you'd have this one loaded. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, keep that ready for the next couple of days. We're gonna need that tomorrow, obviously.
We'll need that tomorrow for sure. So this week, we've got an Apple event, we got Doobie Day, and then, of course, Earth Day is on Thursday. Let's try to make it a good one, everybody.
Oh, it's going to be a great week, I can tell.
By the way,
yes.
Not to trigger anybody, but I did remember this, and then, you know, I had to comment on Demi Lovato's eating disorder and her controlling the world from her Twitter page. I tried, okay, have you ever had coffee ice cream?
Sure.
Okay, I really don't eat that because usually it's a nighttime desserts and evening thing, and even the smell of coffee, even it getting it on my on my hands
hurt
was enough
right
to
up.
Like
yeah.
screw me for sleep. I tried it in the middle of the day yesterday. Oh my God, coffee ice cream is so good.
Delicious.
I had like a Ben and Jerry's coffee and chocolate something.
I was going to say, did you add chocolate chips in it?
It had chocolate chunks and coffee. Oh, my God. I don't even like food. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Sometimes I'll take a little cup of coffee and just pour it over vanilla ice cream.
Oh, affogato. Affiaggio.
It is affogato when you do like a thing of espresso, but that's like when you go to a gelato place. Like because of that, I'll take a little bit of coffee. Like I usually have coffee left over for iced coffees, and I just pour a little of that over vanilla, and then you can just mix it in. It makes coffee ice cream. So it's just, what is it about that? I don't want sugar in my regular coffee, but coffee ice cream is just, yes, please, more. Double scoop, triple scoop.
Really good. Just, one person's review. I don't want to trigger you or anything.
You obviously did because I just talked about it for five more minutes.
I don't know about this. Well, I do kind of know, but we got text to this effect last week, and here it is right in front of me now. The newest COVID shortage is bubble tea. Apparently the boba balls that are in tapioca?
Yeah, tapioca.
Apparently, there's a shortage.
And
if this is something you eat or drink regularly, there's going to be, what do they say here? In the next week or so, tapioca will be a luxury and really hard to find. So
I didn't realize anyone was looking for that. Ugh.
Oh, I'm not surprised. People, that is such a hot trend right now.
Yeah.
What
it is?
What? Boba balls?
Boba, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant.
I actually thought it was rice. What is the deal with it? What is it?
It's just like
it's
this
like a tea.
Very gooey ball-like whatever it is. Not sure what it is. It's made of tapioca. But
they got a bunch of these in strip malls, though, right?
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's where the kids hang. The kids hang at the...
Is it the same stuff that they make mochi out of? Is it like rice flour or something?
Yeah, it seems like that. Here, let me look it up.
Well, there's a shortage, and it may have something to do with the shipping problem that we were dealing with, where that the shipping lane was blocked for a week and all the backup that came from that. So sorry if you're really into the
tapioca boba ball.
The boba balls, there's going to be a shortage of the tapioca starch that's used to make them. One importer says in the next week or so tapioca will be a luxury. So
for how long, I wonder.
Stock up.
I guess.
I wonder if it affects, I haven't had boba, but I wonder if it you don't have the balls in your drink if it really affects the taste or whatever. Because you can get different flavors. My sister gets it all the time. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying they basically pour some kind of drink over this starchy, these starchy little balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make the balls first, and then you pour the balls into the drink.
We're talking little rice-size nugget balls? Or
no,
are they
no.
Bigger?
They're
they
big.
Vary in
they're
size.
Like the size
yeah.
of a, like a marble.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what,
of, like,
you chew them up?
It.
Here, let me show you a picture of how
yeah,
they
let
look.
Let me have a look at this.
This
understand.
Is very popular. I eat it all the time or drink
Ooh,
these.
Ooh, looks like fish eggs.
Yeah, but they're big. These are like this.
Those look like, yeah, those are the size of grapes. They look
about
like.
A half an inch, maybe.
Yeah.
But they're not seeds, right?
That's They're not seeds. Mm-mm. No, they're just starchy, gooey right. stuff.
And they're delicious.
It's up to. They can be fun to eat. I used to like to suck on them, put it in my mouth, and just kind of shoot them with the straw. Because it can make some really good bullets.
Oh, boy.
That's an idea.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have like 10 of them in my
Don't
mouth.
Don't play with your food.
And go.
Okay, Ma.
Straight machine gun style. Like.
Oh, I like that
these.
Idea.
Oh, my God. So they were small enough to fit through a straw, the ones you were eating.
No, well, these they give you the big straw.
Yeah, it's,
it's
yeah.
a straw like.
Oh, this is an one that will
suck
adequately.
The boba balls.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Well. Uh-huh.
There's all kinds of tea places. They're called like
They're
there's
huge.
One next to my house called Tiger Tea. Does this?
Does and, the boba balls? Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about them.
They're
Quickly,
super popular. Mm-hmm. Quickly is a big one as well. A big chain.
There you
Quickly.
Go. So these places are going to have
never heard of it.
Severe shortage in the next week. So
that's too bad.
What are the kids going to do?
What will they do?
Wait, like everybody else,
or find
for
something
stuff
else
to come back.
That's, you know, that's too bad.
The University of Alabama. Look. College football. We have two colleges here with teams. Actually, we've got three. In fact, San Jose State had a great season. So there are actually more colleges than just the two biggies, Stanford and Cal. There's more. But look, it's not the same as these little towns where the college football team is everything to them. So we don't, you know, when they do
live
a spring
and die
game,
for it.
We don't even know about it. Unless you went to that school or follow that team religiously. You don't even know Stanford had a spring game.
Right.
In Alabama, the whole town falls
right.
falls in for it. So Alabama's spring football game had 47,218 fans, which is the biggest sports crowd in the United States since the pandemic started. They are calling that only 50% capacity for the football stadium, but they had a huge crowd turnout for their spring game over the weekend. So that's a big deal.
A gathering like that is a huge deal.
Let's hope that the story that doesn't follow is huge COVID outbreak spike or whatever from the spring football game at the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yikes. Well,
a woman at a grocery store in Ohio punched an employee and bit another customer when someone asked her to put a mask on. This lady punched a bunch of people, and there's footage of it. There's pictures. There's video. I guess the woman is facing assault charges after an incident at the Clifton Market in which she made her way through the store, and finally an employee said, "Could you please put on a mask?" The sign in the doorway, and she flipped the hell out right then and there. She's 38. Boy. She became violent right after she was asked to put a mask on. The guy who's talking in the first video I watched said, "I've worked here for 3 years, and this might be the craziest thing I've seen. I kindly asked her to wear a mask, and she started screaming from go." We might even think this could be a mental health issue because it was so over the top.
Yeah.
They had to wrestle her down, and then the person who wrestled her down after she punched three employees ended up getting their finger bit. So,
whoa.
She also tried to light a cig in the store, which isn't an option. So this was a full-blown meltdown at the grocery store in Cincinnati.
Triggered by the mask question. She was looking for a fight.
Looks like it. Looks like it.
Here's her being held down.
Oh, boy. She is really being held down.
Oh, yeah. They had to. And then that's the guy that got bit, the one holding her down.
Well, they say you can get a really bad infection from a human bite.
Yeah, no, it was a real event.
They just asked
at the
me
gross.
To,
there she
oh
is
boy,
punching.
Oh,
did you see that? She's decking somebody in that picture.
She's got some short ass shorts on and no shoes. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. She's got a puffy jacket what look like underpants, really, like granny panties. Uh-huh. Long legs, white lady, clearly hasn't seen the sun in a while.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
Oh, I didn't notice, really?
Yeah. And bare feet.
Oh, I didn't notice the eyebrows either.
Yeah, they are gonzos.
Well, all right. I'm sorry for her, whatever she's going through there. I'm sorry. Actually,
maybe
I take
it's
that
bath
back.
Salts.
I'm sorry for the people who went to work that day and had to deal
and
with that
got punched
crap.
Out.
That's
exactly.
What I'm sorry about. The average American struggles to sign into 10 different accounts a month because they can't remember the damn password.
Mm. That sounds about right.
Over half of us reset our passwords at least 5 times a month, wasting almost an hour on it a month.
It is such a pain. Yeah.
It is really something. And those the other things where you got a one thing holds all your passwords, it's like, yeah, but I don't know if that thing breaks, now what? Now I got to re-sign into everything.
That's right.
Figure everything out. One pass.
7 in 10. What?
One login.
Is that what it's called? One login?
Oh, yeah, some of us use one login.
Yeah. Uh-huh. One pass. I like that.
The two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
7 in 10 people say they have so many passwords, there's no way they could possibly remember them all. 60% admit that they're lazy enough to just use the same password on everything.
Yeah, that's
I'm true. Stuck right now, actually, on something.
Oh, you can't what are you get trying
in?
To log into?
I'm trying to get into the Alice973 YouTube. I have the thing, but there's you have to put the phone number in and get a message with the code.
So now you got
to
call that person.
I don't really know who has that number on the account. So I think it's our Enron, possibly.
Oh.
So I hit him up. Enron.
Does Enron still work for us?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, that's
good.
Oh,
yay! Yeah.
Enron is still with
No, someone has to say Odyssey
yeah,
normal
first. You have to say
first,
it normal.
And then
the
whisper.
And Ron is still with Odyssey.
We'll do the backup for you. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, we got you.
We don't need the reverb. The reverb actually makes it sound a little bit too legit.
And Ron
anyway,
is still with Odyssey.
I'm happy to hear and Ron's is still with the company. That's
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, and Ron. My boy.
And Ron. Get him on the phone so you can figure that out. What a pain.
We should have him on just to call
him. I know.
Him. You want to do that?
Yeah. And Ron.
I am shockingly out of time. I cannot believe it.
It's not that shocking.
Maybe Ron, on the other side of the break, we could call in Ron. See what's up with
okay.
Him.
Well,
just chat him up.
You know? I sure don't have any dial pads in front of me, so.
Yeah, whoever has the dial pad, make that happen.
I'll make it happen.
Do we even have those anymore?
Nicole right. has them and I have them.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.